NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by your Ford dealer, the place you gotta go to see what's going on. Now with the news, John Masterman.
Allied forces in Vietnam will observe a 24-hour ceasefire in observance of Tet, the Lunar New Year. The truce will begin at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Sunday. The Viet Cong's announced Tet ceasefire is already in effect. No major fighting is reported, but South Vietnamese President Thieu warns Allied troops to be on the alert for holiday attacks. A report from Gary Bell, NBC News, Saigon.
In spite of fears that terrorism would sharply rise this past week because of the approaching Vietnamese New Year, military spokesmen say it did not happen. They report the number of incidents was about the same as previous weeks. Intelligence experts were not deeply concerned about ground attacks on Saigon, feeling the communists did not have the manpower or position to launch a preset attack on the capital. But isolated bombings and assassinations are virtually unpredictable, and intelligence in this area is always sketchy at best. Since the Viet Cong announced ceasefire began Saturday, only one terrorist incident has been reported. It happened an hour after the communist truce took hold along the central coast of South Vietnam. A government spokesman said that two agents dressed in black pajamas slipped into a hamlet, killed a hamlet chief and one other Vietnamese, and escaped. Gary Bell, NBC News, Saigon.
More news after this for Ford.
Now the Going Thing sings for your Ford dealer.
Going Ford, it's a going thing. It's what's happening. It's a going thing.
Hey, hold on. Somebody's out of tune.
It's that man over there, Tom.
Sir, why are you singing with our group?
I couldn't help it. You see, I'm a Ford dealer, and I really like your Going Thing song.
Well, thanks, but...
I just wish you had something in there about my special Falcon.
You have special Falcon?
Yeah, specially equipped and specially priced now, during my pop option sale.
You mean like white walls and wheel covers?
Right, and a tape stripe and two-tone paint and lots more.
And you got these specially equipped Falcons on sale?
That's right.
Hey, you're a groovy guy.
Yeah. Does that mean I can sing with you?
Don't call us.
Hey, wait a minute, John. Man, maybe you can dance.
Ford gives you better ideas. It's a going thing.
Once again, John Masterman.
France is threatening to withdraw from the Western European Union, the economic organization which links the six common market countries to Britain. The WEU met Friday in London over French objections, and France did not attend. The foreign minister of France, Michel Debray, said his government will consider its next move Wednesday. The French position is seen as weakening the economic integration of Western Europe. President Nixon this weekend kept his calendar free to concentrate on issues involved in his coming European trip. He'll leave a week from Monday. In Berlin, it's said the president will limit his February 27th visit to 4 hours in West Berlin and will avoid major public appearances. The Soviet Communist Party newspaper Pravda warned West Germany today against holding its presidential electors' meeting in West Berlin March 5th. The warning endorsed restrictions imposed today by East Germany against land travel to Berlin by West German legislators and military people. Air travel is not affected, but the U.S. Embassy in Bonn confirmed reports that the East Germans have tested devices designed to jam aircraft communications and radar. The Italian Communist Party, winding up its party congress, again criticized the Soviet Union for the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia, called again for Italy to leave NATO, and re-elected 68-year-old Luigi Longo, the leader of the party, the largest communist party in the West. More in a moment.
Gene Rayburn for Ford. If you're the kind of guy who puts up shells on weekends, maybe this isn't for you. But you other guys, did you know you can get into a Mustang sports roof during your Ford dealer's pop option sale? It'll be like any other Mustang, except yours will have a jazzy hood scoop, racing mirrors, wheel covers, white walls, and a racing stripe. And you pay just one special low package price at your Ford dealers, the place you gotta go to see what's going on. Hey, wouldn't it be fun driving a Mustang?
Last year, Peru received from the United States $15 million in economic aid, $6 million in military aid. The flow of American aid to Peru may be cut off, because a Peruvian Navy gunboat yesterday attacked a small U.S. fishing fleet off the Peruvian coast. One American vessel was captured, then released. Passengers aboard a Venezuelan airliner hijacked to Cuba Tuesday are being returned today to Venezuela aboard a plane chartered from the Netherlands. Colonel Frank Borman, the Apollo 8 commander, was praised by Pope Paul as they met at the Vatican today as one whose flight around the moon added to man's knowledge of God's work. Once again, the hour's top story, South Vietnam announces a 24-hour ceasefire beginning Sunday in observance of the Lunar New Year, Tet. U.S. forces will also observe it. John Masterman, NBC News, reporting.
Listen again on the hour when Ford brings you NBC Monitor News. On Monitor Next, the orchestra conducted by Djalma, the tune titled Lamento. Atención, por favor. From Japan, there's been close to a 4% drop in cigarette smoking by men there. And this might be an international trend because it was announced yesterday that in this country, there's been a 1% drop among American men smokers. That's the first drop since 1964. Well, that's just one of the facts about smoking Monitor 69 is trying to determine in a special series this weekend. A report from Paris shortly. I'm Gene Rayburn reporting that 100% of the Irish Rovers are still singing Lily the Pink.
We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compounds for defecation in every case.
Now here's a story, a little bit gory, a little bit happy, a little bit sad, of Lily the Pink and her medicinal compound, and how it drove her to the bath. Well, Ebenezer thought he was Julius Caesar, so they put him in a home, and then they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's emperor of Rome.
We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compounds for defecation in every case.
Uncle Paul, he was very small, he was the shortest man in town. Rubbed his body with medicinal compounds.
Now he was
Lily died and went up to heaven. All the church bells they did ring. She took with her medicinal compound.
Hark the herald angels sing.
Continuing our special weekend survey on cigarette smoking and related problems, both here and abroad, Monitor calls on George Lewis, NBC News Paris, for an analysis of French attitudes.
The French find it hard to believe that anything pleasurable can also be dangerous. That goes for a number of things, including smoking. The American and British findings on smoking as a health menace have been all but ignored here. French doctors have undertaken no research on their own, nor has the government encouraged them to. Cigarette manufacturing is a government monopoly. It provides about 10% of the state's revenues. When tobacco workers joined last May's nationwide strike here and cigarettes became virtually unattainable for nearly a month, the blow helped knock the wind out of the French treasury. Cigarettes, like nearly everything else, are expensive. The cheapest cost 40 cents a pack. But the number of smokers rises year by year. This is particularly because more women have the habit now than ever before. It's estimated one French woman in two smokes, whereas 20 years ago, the figure was one in four. Those French doctors who have noted the foreign medical findings insist the problem is different here because the slow-burning dark brown tobacco and untreated yellow paper, which traditionally go into French cigarettes, are safer, they say, than other kinds. But this overlooks the fact that Frenchmen increasingly seem to prefer American-style cigarettes. There's no doubt, however, about who is the number one non-smoker in France. It's Charles de Gaulle. He used to be a three-pack-a-day man, but his doctors ordered him to give it up. Now, instead of smoking, he makes other people burn. George Lewis, NBC News, Paris.
Jokes? George, you're doing jokes there involving the general? Sacre bleu. Oh, what is this world coming to? We'll have further word on the smoking scene overseas with reports on international restraints on cigarette advertising or the lack thereof. But first, this reminder, another reminder, that no salts like Morton salts. Got that? Repeat after me. No salts. Louder, please. Like Morton salts. Have you ever come across a statement you feel can only be taken with a grain of salt? Be sure the salt is Morton's. One other reminder, no beacon sounds like the sound of the Monitor beacon.
This is Charlie Brown. All I said was I like to keep things moving with music, news, weather, ski, and traffic reports. And boy, did I get told where to go.
This is the place, WNBC Radio 660, where Charlie Brown makes things move, weekdays 3 to 7 p.m.
Here's Bobby Hull, superstar of the National Hockey League.
Big Brothers of America helps fatherless boys grow up to normal, well-adjusted manhood. But many volunteers are desperately needed. Give a few hours of your time each week to be a friend of a boy who has no father of his own. Remember, no man ever stands so straight as when he stoops to help a boy. So call your local Big Brother agency or write to Big Brothers of America, Philadelphia, 19103.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Gene Rayburn again, back with a Monitor tip about the tips of shoelaces. If the metal tip should happen to come off and be lost, a drop of clear plastic cement or colorless nail polish, if there's a lady in your life, you lucky fellow, and the tip will be practically as good as new. Be sure, however, to refinish both tips on both laces. Now here's another good grooming tip. Why didn't someone think of this before? A shampoo for everyone in the family, old, young, all types of hair. Well, someone did, and it's called Capri Shampoo Concentrate. That's right. Capri has a balanced formula that's perfect for all types of hair, and that includes bleached or tinted or any of those crazy things gals do to their hair these days, whatever. You'll like the way Capri lathers, even in hard water. Sensibly priced for your family, Capri Shampoo Concentrate with a good housekeeping seal, naturally. A little earlier, a Monitor special survey on cigarette smoking revealed a fairly casual attitude of the French. Now some comments on attitudes in other nations from Mr. Clifton Reed, senior editor and consultant for the American Cancer Society.
Cigarette smoking is an important national problem. It's important internationally. Many countries are deeply concerned with this problem. As you know, in Britain, cigarette advertising is entirely banned from television. Cigarette advertising in Finland is limited to one advertisement after 9 p.m. Because they don't want to reach children. In Bulgaria, which is the largest exporter of tobacco in Europe, no cigarette advertising is permitted on radio or television. In Iceland, which has a rather high rate of lung cancer, the government taxes cigarettes as a way of subsidizing the whole research program for cancer. The Federal Health Department of Canada last week asked a complete ban of all advertising of cigarettes. This complete ban is something that the American Cancer Society has recommended for a couple of years in the United States.
Mr. Clifton Reed, that kind of ban for radio and TV was asked for by six of the seven FCC commissioners just 10 days ago to take effect if Congress will allow current regulations to run out on June 30th this year and not renew them. More on the subject throughout the weekend. A lot of their music now from Glenn Campbell, who has a new song, as well as a new baby boy this week. We don't know the baby's name, but the song is called Galveston. Jim Webb wrote it.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Oh, Galveston, I still hear your sea waves crashing while I watch the cannons flashing. I clean my gun and dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by.
I don't really understand them. What goes into them, I mean. So it's really a help when somebody just explains. The Plymouth ads are, you know, straight. Their Fury has a lot of things the other low-priced cars don't have, so they come right out and say it. The biggest trunk, biggest brakes, biggest back seat, that sort of thing. Then they put on is it torsion bars? Anyway, the other guys don't have them, and you get really good handling. I don't know. I get tired of all the frilly, gimmicky sort of talk. Plymouth tells it like it is, and that's the way it should be.
The straight story. Nice to hear when you're shopping for a car. Find out for yourself during your Plymouth dealer's great Plymouth sale. They tell it like it is.
Bobby Orr of the Boston Bruins is a superstar at 20. You'll learn more about him in a minute from Joe Garagiola in Monitor Sports, brought to you by the Associates Finance Company. Here's Joe.
You know, the exciting thing about basketball and hockey is that they provide plenty of fast action. And that's what most of us want, not only in sports, but in solving our everyday problems, too. Of course, If you want fast action in solving your financial problems, the people to see are the associates. They're nice people with money to loan you. And chances are, they can come up with the money when you need it. So if you need money to pay off your back bills, or if you're already starting to look for money to pay your taxes, see the folks at Associates Finance. They'll make it a point to work quickly and efficiently, because they know that most money problems need to be solved right now, and not a week from now. There's an Associates Finance office near you, and it's listed in the yellow pages. Associates, nice people with money to loan you. If I described a certain athlete to you by saying that he was a bachelor with a bad knee and a big bank account who plays for a championship team, chances are you'd say it was Joe Namath, but it isn't. I admit that I'm taking a little liberty because his team hasn't won a championship yet, but they're certainly well on their way. The team is the Boston Bruins of the National Hockey League, and the player is Bobby Orr. Orr's salary is something that he doesn't discuss. He tells interviewers, "I don't talk about money. I don't know how much you make, and I don't think you should know how much I make." Despite this, the story is that Orr's salary is right around $50,000 a year, which would make him one of the five highest paid players in the league. He's even closer to the top in the area of publicity. He ranks right up there with Gordie Howe of Detroit and Bobby Hull of Chicago. But even in that company, he's got one big edge. Howe broke into the league in 1946, and this is Hull's 12th year with the Blackhawks. He's exceptional in other ways, too. Bobby Orr plays defense. Maybe I said that wrong. I should have said he's a defenseman, and a good one. But to say he plays defense leaves out a big part of his game. He's got the speed and the stick-handling ability to play up front, and he does it often enough to be recognized as a good one. Punch Imlock of Toronto says, "When he goes by my bench with the puck, I turn away so I won't have to watch." It's a smart move. Orr's not a chip-on-the-shoulder kind of guy either, but he doesn't back off. He says, "I never had a fight in my life until I came to Boston. Some people think fighting is terrible, but as long as the hockey sticks aren't used, I think it's part of the game." The only thing that figures to keep Bobby Orr from the Hockey Hall of Fame is a bad knee, and he came back this season after two operations on it last year, so he can probably handle that. He really figures to have only one problem. If you're handsome, 20 years old, a bachelor, and making $50,000 a year, and playing for a championship club, what's left to wish for? This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
Now, in the immortal words of Lawrence Welk, "Wonderful, wonderful, Beverly Wright sings."
Sometimes we walk hand in hand by the sea, and we breathe in the cool, salty air. You turn to me with a kiss in your eyes, and my heart feels a thrill beyond compare. Then your lips cling to mine. It's wonderful, wonderful, oh, so wonderful, my love. Sometimes we stand on the top of a hill, and we gaze at the earth and the sky. I turn to you, and you melt in my arms. There we are, darling, only you and I. What a moment to share. It's wonderful, wonderful, oh, so wonderful, my love. This world is full of wondrous things, it's true, but they wouldn't have much meaning without you. Some quiet evenings I sit by your side, and we're lost in a world of our own. I feel the glow of your unspoken love. I'm aware of the treasure that I own. And I say to myself, it's wonderful, wonderful, oh, so wonderful, my love. Oh, so wonderful, my love, my love, my love.
The thing of shapes to come,
come, come, come, come, come, come, come.
I think hippies look ridiculous.
Then why don't you lose some weight?
Sucral won't sock it to you.
Want to avoid extra calories? Sucral's the thing. It's America's leading no-calorie sweetener with a patented made-to-taste-like-sugar formula. Get the real thing. Sucral, the sweetener with a patent on good taste.
Sucral, I love you.
This is Don McNeil. I don't think men should always have the last word. Not after my years on the Breakfast Club. Women really know what they're talking about when it comes to food. Take Preem, for instance. Hundreds of women taste-tested Preem, and most said it's the best powdered coffee creamer made. Some of them even said they like Preem better than real cream, and not just because it has only 11 calories a teaspoon. Women say Preem's the best. Now let me have the last word. I say they're right.
Timely Monitor, and in and around Buffalo, New York, we're heard on WGR. We'll be heard again shortly there and everywhere, coast to coast on NBC. Gene Rayburn, that's me.
This is Roscoe. Now is the name of the show. O.C. Smith is the name of the guest. Just one of the now people you'll meet next week on NBC Radio.
How many pennies do you have in your pocket right now? Well, Wetson's would like to trade you hamburgers and cheeseburgers for pennies. Sound like a good deal? It is. Just bring your pennies to Wetson's during their Washington's Birthday Penny Sale on Saturday, February 22nd. For every Wetson's hamburger or cheeseburger you buy at regular price, Wetson's will give you another one for just 1 cent. In Stamford, Connecticut, there's a Wetson's on Hope Street near Colonial Road. In Brooklyn, New York, a Wetson's is located on Flatbush Avenue and Avenue U. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book.
Unfair housing isn't unfair. It's illegal. This is Chico Hamilton. If anybody has refused to rent or sell your house or an apartment because you were black, yellow, Puerto Rican, Jewish, or whatever, they're breaking the Fair Housing Law of 1968. What you can do is write Fair Housing, Washington, D.C., zip code 20410. When the law says anybody can live anywhere, the law means anywhere, baby. Anywhere.
Early afternoon is the best time for it. The Jack Hayes Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
This is Frank Gordon, WNBC News, 11:30, 24 degrees in New York and sunny. Nearly 9,000 Port of New York longshoremen are back from the two-month strike, plowing through snowbound piers in efforts to load or unload 212 ships stranded here since the dock strike. The rank and file yesterday overwhelmingly ratified a new contract, boosting wages and benefits by $1.60 an hour over 3 years. 330 work gangs of 18 men each are putting in a day of overtime, their first working day since December. Sanitation crews are still out in full force today in hopes of plowing out the last of the week-old snowdrifts from sections of Queens. Mayor Lindsay says he's planning a high-level policy committee to map ways of dealing with future snowstorms. Two persons were killed and another injured today when fires swept through an east side tenement, cause of the blaze not yet determined. Jersey school officials are hoping to get two teacher disputes settled before Monday. Here's a report from WNBC newsman Mike Moss.
Talks are continuing this weekend to try to resolve teacher contract disputes which led to strikes this week in Trenton and Garfield, New Jersey. The teachers are demanding higher pay. In Trenton, a court had ordered the teachers to end a strike begun yesterday and return to work Monday. They'll decide tomorrow whether to obey the order. Teachers in Garfield were in their classrooms yesterday. They called it a cooling-off period. No progress is reported in the teacher contract negotiations in Trenton and Garfield. Mike Moss, WNBC News.
The South Vietnamese government today announced a one-day ceasefire in the war. It will cover only the Tet Lunar New Year holiday on Monday. Action continues today. U.S. and South Vietnamese air forces struck at enemy positions while ground troops pressed ahead with about 60 offensive operations. All this despite an announced truce by the Viet Cong. The Russians today issued another warning that West German plans to hold presidential elections in Berlin are unlawful and punishable. The warning came in a Pravda editorial, but the Soviets did not specify what penalties would be invoked if the election is held as planned on March 5th. The communist East Germans have already imposed travel restrictions on West German officials and military men who are planning to travel through the East Zone. Apollo 8 astronaut Frank Borman paid a visit to Pope Paul today. Borman, who's an Episcopalian, talked with the pontiff about 15 minutes. In the Vatican, the pope spoke in English. Los Angeles police have uncovered a $1 million counterfeiting operation. Detectives raided a Los Angeles home, arrested four men, and seized about $1 million in bogus bills. The fake $10 and $20 bills were described as of being in poor quality. Negro students at Duke University in North Carolina have called a rally for noon today after the university president canceled plans for a meeting on student demands. Students clashed with police on the Duke campus Thursday night. In sports scores from last night, San Francisco downed Philadelphia 127 to 111 in the National Basketball Association. Atlanta defeated Boston 104 to 101 in overtime. Baltimore over Milwaukee 132 to 122. And Los Angeles down San Diego 115 to 109. In the American Basketball Association, New York over the Los Angeles Stars 107 to 103. Miami beat Houston 129 to 110. Minnesota down Dallas 123 to 114. And Denver beat Indiana 112 to 103. In college basketball, South Carolina beat North Carolina 68 to 66. North Carolina State over Clemson 84 to 74. St. Louis beat Memphis State 74 to 65. Princeton beat Yale 67-56. And Pennsylvania downed Brown by a score of 61 to 48. The weather, mostly sunny and cold today with a high temperature in the low 30s. Fair and cold tonight with a low near 20 in the city and in the teens in the suburbs. Sunday, tomorrow, will be partly cloudy and continued cold. Right now, it's 24 degrees and sunny in New York. And again, the top story, nearly 9,000 Port of New York longshoremen are back from the two-month strike, plowing through snowbound piers in efforts to unload 212 ships. Frank Gorin, WNBC News, and now back to Monitor.
Suddenly hit me, the world over, it's always happened.
doubt about that latest advisory, or song, as we sometimes call it, from Herman's Hermits. It's correct. Something's happening. Something's always happening on Monitor 69. I'm Jim.
Due to circumstances beyond our control, the following commercial will be heard.
Hey, look at us now. We've got the winners and all. Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
It is written, winning may not be everything, but losing isn't anything.
Cougar's the top cat in the whole USA. See it today.
There once was a lady from Chattanooga who smiled while she rode through her cougar.
Whatever turns you on, baby.
Inch for inch, pound for pound, no sports car around beats cougar for pure luxury.
When a man follows me in my cougar, I use the sequential turn signal to make sure he won't lose me.
Drive cougar and see how great a winner can be. Lincoln Mercury, lead the way.
How did they ever get that cougar on top of the Lincoln Mercury sign?
Very carefully.
This is the famous Miller High Life theme. A reminder that Miller makes it right. Always hearty, robust, deep down good. Always the champagne of bottled beer. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Monitor is paying special attention this weekend to problems in legislation related to smoking in the wake of the FCC vote urging the ban of cigarette advertising on radio and TV. There's one type of smoking, however, which is currently illegal, over which another kind of controversy is raging. We hear about it from John Burns, noted authority on drug abuse.
Within the last 5 years, the use of marijuana on the campus has reached epidemic proportions, according to Donald B. Laureate, president of the New York State Council on Drugs. He estimates about 15% of the 6.5 million college students in the country smoke pot. As Monitor looks at the smoking scene this weekend, it's therefore very appropriate to consider this growing phenomenon, the pot smoker. Marijuana is the most used of the illegal drugs. It cuts across all social classes, religious, racial, and ethnic groups. Users of marijuana used to be in their late teens. Now 15 and 16-year-olds are sampling it. And alarming reports are coming in about junior high schoolers getting into the act, too. Of late, we have also been hearing of the great use of pot by our soldiers in Vietnam. A Newsweek sampling of college students at major schools across the country indicates that marijuana, once limited to hippie and kickster subcultures, is widespread on many campuses. At some schools, apparently half the students have at least tried pot, and perhaps upwards of 25% smoke it once or twice a week. Marijuana, says W. Thomas Morgan, chief security officer at the University of Illinois, has crept out of every crack in the university. On Columbia's Morningside Heights, students can arrange to buy it from total strangers. $10 to $15 buys 1 ounce of pot. A clever user can roll 50 to 60 joints from each bag. At Columbia, as at most other schools, students usually buy drugs from friends who in turn purchase large supplies from pushers. Most marijuana is smuggled into the United States from Mexico, from which it goes to New York, Chicago, or Los Angeles, and makes its way throughout the country by peddlers using airplanes, bus, or freight lines. Much of the traffic is unstructured, loosely involving students, underworld elements, and citizens who are members of neither one group nor the other. The battle lines are drawing tightly on this problem. On one hand are the law enforcement officials, school administrators, doctors, and parents, who feel for the most part that marijuana is not a good thing. Opposing this view are large numbers of youths, plus some members of the intellectual community. This debate is likely to be long and drawn out. This is John Burns for Monitor.
Now, before we move on, I'd just like to comment. Advocates of the so-called glories of the weed, who are delighted to claim that there's no connection between marijuana smoking and cancer, might take a look at the kind of psychological cancer it's producing in a younger and younger class of smokers, and perhaps think twice before proselytizing.
Good. That's what Campbell's soups are.
That's what Campbell's vegetable soups are.
Good.
Kids really dig all those tasty macaroni letters in Campbell's vegetable soup. It's alphabet soup. Give them a bowl for lunch today.
Good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
February is the shortest month of the year, but month in and month out all year round, there's no shortage of fine listening when you tune in to the Monitor Beacon.
This is Big Wilson. All I said was music, news, weather, fortune phone. It's the big things that make listening worthwhile. And boy, did I get told where to go.
This is the place, WNBC Radio 660, where good things come in Big Wilson's package. Weekdays, 9 to noon.
This is Joel Bryan, and I wonder how many of you listening in have ever stopped to give a moment's thought to the importance of medical research to our health and well-being. The deftness of the surgeon, the skilled diagnosis of the doctor, new and better medicines, these are all the results of medical research. To combat such long-term diseases as cancer, arthritis, cerebral palsy, and leukemia, please send a contribution today to Chronic Diseases, Brooklyn, New York, 1-1203. Thank you.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
If you suffer from nervous headaches, here's why you should try Anacin.
Everyone who works under severe strain often gets tension headaches.
Everyone knows doctors have their choice of pain relievers, but Anacin contains the one doctors recommend most for headaches.
And Anacin gives you twice as much of this as any other leading extra-strength tablet.
In minutes, pain goes, and so its nervous tension goes.
Anacin relieves pain, so relaxes its tension fast. Anacin tablets.
Friends, I've seen reports from several outstanding doctors about hemorrhoids. Reports that tell how a special medication actually shrinks hemorrhoids, except in severe or persistent cases. The name of this medication is Preparation H. These doctors' reports show that in most cases, Preparation H not only gives prompt temporary relief from pain, but actually shrinks hemorrhoids. Remember, for best results, follow directions. Doctor-tested Preparation H ointment or suppositories.
We are wandering, we are wandering, like the shadows of the sun. Never quite the same at evening as when morning had begun. Tasting wine from many vineyards, testing truth from many shores. Looking into funhouse mirrors, looking out of prison doors. Changing, changing, ever changing, like the waves upon the sand. Reaching in to find a meaning, reaching out to touch a hand. We are searching, we are searching, in the tea leaves on a spoon, placing palms upon a table, charting phases of the moon, tearing cobwebs from illusions, spinning new ones in their place, finding solace in the chalice, or forgiveness in a face. Changing, changing, ever changing, like the waves upon the sand. Reaching in to find a meaning, reaching out to touch a hand. We are drifting, we are drifting through the pathways of the stars, seeking answers from the rainbows in refrigerated jars, staring voiceless at the ceiling as the jasmine candles burn, trading gold dust in for mushrooms, no deposit, no return. On the sand, reaching in to find the meaning.
was Ed Ames. This is Gene Rayburn, your monitor host. And since we're devoting much of our show this weekend to the subject of smoking, I now call on myself to acquaint you with my personal struggles to give up cigarettes. I've been trying to quit for a couple of years now with no success. You know, so I called the American Cancer Society. I say, hey, what do you guys recommend? They said, well, why don't you go to the New York Hospital? There's this anti-smoking clinic there run by a well-known Swedish physician who's had some success. So it took me 2 months to get an appointment with this doctor. I finally got in, and we sit down, and he says, first we will talk. And I said, okay. He says, now you got to quit smoking because it's bad for you. I said, no, I know that, Doc. That's why I came here. And so he talks and he tells you what, you know, cigarettes do to you and all that. And then he gives you a daily shot of something that puts in your body the equivalent of the nicotine of 60 cigarettes. And you feel, I have that droopy nicotine hangover feeling all the time. Then he gives you a lot of pills. You got to take them every day, like every 2 hours. One pill was a mild tranquilizer. One was to gratify your oral urges, whatever that is. And one was to make the cigarettes taste bad. And, boy, I'm taking these pills, and I go every day, and I get my shot. And the cigarettes were tasting awful. So after about the fifth day, I say to myself, boy, these cigarettes taste bad. They really taste bad. I got to quit those pills, and I did.
Hello, I'm Petula Clark, and I've got some great news for you. Listen. Waited far too long to catch the beat and join the throng. Well, now the time has come today. The great Plymouth sails the way. It's happening now, happening now. The great Plymouth sail is happening now.
The great Plymouth sail is now.
There are great specially equipped Plymouth models from Valiant to Fury and great special values. So rather than something just good, get with something great. The Great Plymouth Sale.
Oh, just look what Plymouth's up to now.
Just look what Plymouth's up to now. The Great Plymouth Sale is now.
A wedding cake is supposed to be a thing of beauty and a joy to the palate as well. But lend an ear to Connie Francis and hear her tell it or sing it like it really is.
Don't be troubled about me, 'cause I'm tired from working around the house when day is done. Don't think you failed me, 'cause you can't afford that dishwasher to make my life more fun. You know the measure of a man is much more than just the money he can make. And every woman knows love, joy, and tears come with the wedding cake. The wedding cake is not all I said in love and tender whispers in the dark. One slice is concern for all your dreams, pray they won't come true and break your heart. Another slice is feeding kids and wiping noses, crying when the doorbell rings and there are roses. Every woman knows a lot of give and take comes with the wedding cake. And kisses when at last we see the dawn. So when the hands of time trace tiny lines upon our face and lace our hair with strands of gray, we'll laugh and say for all who will partake, it all comes with the wedding cake. Yes, for all who will partake, it all comes with the wedding cake.
These days, where there's smoke, there's usually somebody trying to stop the smoke, as millions of smokers are trying to rid themselves of the habit through one or more of the available anti-smoking techniques. You heard what I tried, you know, going to the doctor and all that. Well, there's such organizations as STOP, a Society to Outlaw Puffing, and there's Smoke Stoppers, which employs a sort of a group therapy approach. There's also Smoke Watchers Incorporated, which offers some specific tips now to monitor listeners.
If you now smoke with your right hand, use your left hand. If you now use your left, switch to your right. This will make you more aware and less compulsive about your smoking habit. Switch your grip on the cigarette. Keep your cigarette between the pinky and adjacent finger of your new smoking hand. If you usually drag your cigarette from the right side of your mouth, use the left side. If you use the left side now, switch to the right. Always sit in the non-smoking section of theaters, trains, etc. Drink extra amounts of fruit juice. It helps flush the body of nicotine. Take a daily multiple vitamin. Vitamin A and B complex help reduce withdrawal side effects. If you're excessively nervous, calm yourself with a warm bath.
That's kind of hard to do if you're in the middle of Times Square, pal, huh? Hey, draw me a tub there. And they tore down the Astor Hotel. Well, you could do that at home, though. It'd be worth a try. We'll have more tips on how to try to kick or cut down on the smoking habit, if that's your wish, later on Monitor.
It's your good friend from Watkins, so open the door and shop right at home in your personal store.
It makes me feel, well, you know, pampered. Like my living room was an exciting store, and I was the only customer in it.
You can't beat Watkins for quality. What's kept them in business for over 100 years?
I like Watkins' low-pressure way.
Watkins always has something wonderful for you. New things like Centique. They call it the new international fragrance for the woman who dares to be female.
There's always a big bargain on one of their most popular products. Like Watkins Double Strength Vanilla. I wouldn't feel right baking with anything else. It won't bake out, even in a hot oven.
I guess I could keep house without Watkins Personal Shopping Service. But I'm glad I don't have to.
Keep your home smelling fresh with Watkins Odor Check. Buy in stuffy old February and save 54 cents.
I just want to remind everyone that the news will be coming up very shortly. Sing to me, Shooby Dooby Dooby. My name is Gene Rayburn. I'm not going nowhere, so don't you.
The Serendipity Singers for CARE.
There's a man who's locked inside the banker he's become. Who cares about the money?
Out of touch with all except what all touches them.
one of those who care. Send your dollars to CARE, New York 10016, or your local CARE office.
Happiness is the Charlie Brown Show. Weekdays, 3 to 7 p.m. on WNBC, Radio 660, New York.